I've experienced this in other people who, if you go to visit a family who has lost a loved one, that sometimes we don't know what to say. And sometimes it'd be better off not to say something, because we can say some silly things during those times. But it's simply best to perhaps just be with them. And what does Jesus say in this reading? Jesus says, I'm going to send you another advocate. Wait a minute. Who was the first one? I heard it back there. Jesus. Jesus was the first advocate for us, right? Jesus is the one who went to the cross and died on our behalf for our sins. But Jesus says he's not going to leave us abandoned or orphaned. He's sending another advocate, the Holy Spirit. Now, this isn't like Jesus is going to now send something new, right? Because the Holy Spirit is in all of us. But the Holy Spirit is probably going to take a more active role in our lives. So how many of you have seen the Holy Spirit? Really? I bet you have. I bet you've seen the Holy Spirit in action through others, and maybe even in your own life. It's funny how the English language allows us to play with what seeing really means, right? Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will be in us. One of my favorite images of the Holy Spirit is this one. It's from Mark. Right after Jesus is baptized. Other writers record this a little bit differently, but I like Mark because Mark says this about the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness. Others will say the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, but I like drove because that's my sense of how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. The Holy Spirit takes us kicking and screaming into places that we don't necessarily want to go, places where we're uncomfortable, introducing us to people who make us feel uncomfortable because they're not like us. And oftentimes when we're called on to be that witness for folks, we struggle because we think we have to say something. Right? We have to quote some kind of scripture to them. We have to convert them so that they're Christians and that they'll be saved. No. We're to come alongside them and walk alongside them just as the Spirit walks alongside us. And oftentimes, we don't have to say a word. We simply need to listen. And maybe listen beyond their words and listen to their heart. These disciples are going to experience loss because they're no longer in the physical presence of Jesus. We know what loss is, don't we? And sometimes we don't handle it very well. And when I speak of loss, I'm not just talking about the death of a loved one, because there are many other types of losses for us. I've said to you many times, we are created to be in relationship with our God and in relationship with one another, with all people. And sometimes it's hard to be in relationship with someone whose life has changed, who's now perhaps experiencing Alzheimer's, or dementia, or perhaps the relationship has changed in that there's now a divorce or a broken relationship. All those hurt and our losses that we experience. And I can't tell you how many conversations I've had in this regard, because it's that season, right? It's becoming summer in Florida, and a lot of our good friends don't like the heat. They're headed back north. We have a couple of families today that I know they're leaving today or this week or to go back north. And we will miss them. We will experience a sense of loss because they're not here. We can't necessarily, we won't necessarily see them on Sunday, right? That's when we normally see them, probably. But we can still stay in touch. Our live stream allows them to watch us. We can email them. We can phone them. We can talk to them in those ways. And if, even though they aren't here physically, we know that they are with us and we are with them spiritually. Whenever we think of them and remember our relationships with them. Here's the challenge for us. The challenge for us is to be a community of faith where people can share openly without criticism or being looked down upon for what they're experiencing in their lives. To be open to strangers who might come in our midst who might not be dressed like us. To be proactive and to engage them, to welcome them, to listen to them. That's who we are to be. We show our love for God in doing those things. Our love for God is in action. But sometimes that action is simply listening. One other thing I want to touch on here about the Holy Spirit. Throughout Scripture, we hear different names given to the Holy Spirit. In this one, we hear the word advocate. What are some of the other names that you hear attributed to the Holy Spirit? Al, you're not allowed to comment. Al was in the second service, and he's got the answer that I want to share. Yeah, so Ruth's gone there already. I'm going to hold off on that. What are some of the other names that you hear? Counselor. Teacher. Friend. And the one that Al and Ruth have, the stars that rose to the top of the class, right? No, I've shared this with you before, and Al remembered it from me teaching it to you before. It's the word paraclete. So I always teach that it's not the little birdie, not the parakeet, but add an L in there, paraclete. It's a Greek word that literally means to come alongside. That's what Jesus says in this story is going to happen. That when he leaves, the Holy Spirit is going to come alongside us. If you grasp my image, the Holy Spirit's not coming along, only coming alongside of us, but maybe driving us, pushing us to be the disciples that Jesus has called us to be, to continue what Jesus started, Jesus' own ministry and mission to those who are the outcast of society, to encourage believers, bring them along, move them into action, if you will. So we have an advocate. We have an advocate for us in the Holy Spirit. In the sense, and Paul says in Romans, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with words too deep for with groans and sighs too deep for words. God knows our hearts. It's the Holy Spirit that conveys to God what's going on in our lives, where we need comfort, where we need encouragement. For us as a community of faith, we're to take on that personality, if you will. We're to be the ones to come alongside others, to encourage, to help, to be there, and to be advocates for others as well. I'll leave you with this. I pray that you would always remember that you are a child of God, and what you do matters. May we always move into action for our Lord, for the sake of others, and deepen our relationships with them so that they can come to know God's love for them. Amen.